But even working out exactly what an adult T-Rex would have looked like only gives you a snapshot of a moment in time. To really understand this animal, we need to know how it changed over the course of its entire life. And that's why Louise's team are attempting the first ever reconstruction of a baby T-Rex.
There are some small, very tiny segments of the baby, but some of them are so small that you can't match anything up. Nothing like this has ever been found before.
It's much harder to recreate a baby than an adult. Only a few tiny fragments of a skeleton have ever been found. Paul's colleague Tommy is trying to piece together the remains from little more than dinosaur dust.
There's not a lot of pieces, and it's only for the skull.
See, I mean, I've gotten several little pieces put together. These bones had similar color. The texture on the surface was pretty close. And a lot of times I'll look at the edge of the bone. You'll see this one has a little white and a little black. A lot of times it's just trying the piece, see if it'll fit.
A lot of people find it boring. I don't know, it calms me.
Although useful for scientists, these fossil remains are far too limited to bring a baby T-Rex to life for an audience. And that's why the entire baby skeleton will be a model. Its bones made not from fossils, but from foam and resin. This is where the artists come in. They will produce creatures from their imaginations, but they have to be guided by the science, which provides them with a range of possibilities. Ultimately, the animal that they draw or sculpt will be a blend of science and art. The baby T-Rex will be sculpted by Doyle, one of Louise's artists.
When you're doing something that's brand new that there is no precedent for, it can be a little nerve-wracking and it can be a lot of fun. For my baby T-Rex, there is no reference for that. So there's a lot of interpretation there.